Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. We're talking about the business of film in North Carolina, how the industry is responding to the new grant fund incentive package, and what effect the shift will have, is having, on the economy of the Cape Fear region. Joining me in the studio now to explore those questions, he's the director of the Wilmington Regional Film Commission, Johnny Griffin. Welcome to Coastline.
Thanks, Rachel. Glad to be here.
You're invited to join the discussion. If you have a question or a comment about film in North Carolina, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. Johnny Griffin, we just listened to an interview with Secretary of Commerce Sharon Decker. Were you surprised by her support of the film industry?
No, Secretary Decker has always been very supportive of the industry. She came out very early on when she first came into office and was very supportive of it, has always worked to try and help us. Obviously, she's working within an administration and can only do so much. I think she was right on the mark as far as sort of what happened and how things progressed, what the overarching issues are here. She didn't necessarily offer any solutions, but I think she just sort of recapped what has happened, and I think that's exactly where we are.
And she did explain we've now gone from a tax rebate to a grant fund that has $10 million in its coffers. And as we all know, or many of us have looked at this and said, a couple of major projects, that's gone. She admits that. Just for comparison, what will we have paid out in 2014 versus this $10 million that we'll pay out in at least the first half of 2015?
From what I know at this point, I think the anticipated revenues this year to the state as far as qualified expenditures from productions will probably be somewhere around $300 million. And so if you take 25% of that, that is what the expected payout would be. It's not necessarily in this calendar year because some of these productions may not file for 1 or 2 or 3 years. But that's the qualified amount that would be earned this year. There's another amount that would actually be paid out, and some of that is from previous years. So revenue puts out those numbers every year. Soon after the first of the year, I'm sure they'll have a report to show where we are. But going forward with the $10 million grant program, then that's all we have to work with. And when you incentivize at a rate of 25%, then you're looking at being able to incentivize only $40 million in production, where, again, this year I just mentioned we're looking at close to $300 million in production. So you can see the difference.
So some people have been using Under the Dome, the CBS TV series that's renewed its commitment to this area for season 3. And some people say that's evidence. See, the film incentive isn't the only reason productions shoot here. It's our wonderful studios and our film crew and all the other infrastructure that we have. Is Under the Dome's decision to stay for another season an anomaly?
It's, you know, the situation with Under the Dome is completely different than, say, recruiting a new production. They were a production that had been here, so they've established locations. That certainly factors into it some. They've got sets that they have built. They've got crew that they've hired that they like. And so the decision for them is, do we move the show, which certainly has a cost factor to it? Do we change the look of the show? So it's a different decision for them. It's a different set of criteria that they use to make that decision as to whether or not they would stay. I think the real question is looking at a new piece of business that's trying to decide between 2 or 3 different locations, is North Carolina now an option that they would consider at a reduced incentive? Because all things are equal for them. They're looking at 2 or 3 different states. They're not invested in any of those. They're just making a decision, where are we going to take this project? Where are we going to go? And for a show like Under the Dome, based on their historical spending patterns, they would qualify for about an $8 to $9 million incentive. And that's roughly what they would be able to get in any other state that we're competing with right now. So for a new production that was in that same scenario, you're looking at getting $8 to $9 million in another state or getting $5 million in North Carolina. How are you going to make the decision? And, you know, most productions that we speak to will say when the difference is that great, they can't afford to come here. There's just no way.
What are you hearing now from prospects?
They're shocked initially that North Carolina has done this because we've been in the industry for so long. There are many other states that have fallen by the wayside in this incentive situation that we find ourselves in. states that got into the business that had no reason to get into the business, states that did not have studios, they didn't have crews, but they just threw an incentive down and said, let's see if we can recruit the industry. North Carolina had everything to back that up, to support it. We had the crew, we had the infrastructure. And so they really are surprised to see that we are one of the ones that have sort of folded and said that we're not going to continue in this business. They still like our crews. They still like our stages, our weather, everything that we have here. And they are hopeful that we will see a way to correct this and that we will be able to get the business back again because they want to be here. They find it easier to do business here. Most of our competing states, they're not saying that those are places that they really want to go and do business. They just find themselves having to go there to do business based on the incentives.
When I think of our competing states, I think of Georgia and Louisiana, places that do have infrastructure and offices and film crew. Why would someone stay loyal to North Carolina if those states are, you know, they can replicate our look? They have a lot of the assets that we have built in here. Why would someone stay loyal to North Carolina?
A couple of reasons. I would say number one is just our crew base here. Our crew base has been around here for 30 years. They're very loyal. They're well-trained. A lot of these other states, the crew is very new. They're young. They're not as dedicated. And so what we hear from producers when they go to these other states is that it's harder to find dedicated crew, well-trained crew. The North Carolina crews, they say that they will take anywhere in the United States to work because they value what these people contribute. Also, we've got a studio complex that has been here for a long time, owners that have had a studio for many years and understand the business. Some other places you go to, you may have a studio that's brand new. Maybe it doesn't have management that is really aware of the industry or knows how it operates. And so things just don't run as smooth. So I think what they find in Wilmington is just a history of doing business here, and it's a well-oiled machine. You drop in here, and it's a town that accommodates the industry, where some of these other places, they're still going through growing pains.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about the new film grant fund and what could be on the horizon for the film industry in the Cape Fear region. Joining us in studio today, Johnny Griffin, director of the Wilmington Regional Film Commission. If you have a question for Johnny Griffin, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us using CoastlineHQR. And Johnny Griffin, you've alluded to other states, what they're doing. How is the national conversation changing? There was just news yesterday that a bill is headed to the governor's desk in Michigan to reinstate a 25% tax rebate there. But New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is saying, I'm not a fan of film incentives, don't know how I'm going to react. A House committee in Georgia, where they have a huge film industry, is talking about ways to lure more post-production work to the state. Louisiana has an Entertainment Industry Development Advisory Commission, and they're looking at reducing the dependence on these tax credits and incentivizing the development of what they're calling an indigenous self-supporting industry. Which way is it going? Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down on film incentives, or are we coming up with more creative ideas?
I think each state has to look at what works for them. Most of the states that we've seen pull out of the incentive situation with film production are states that didn't really have a strong industry to begin with. And so I think it was a logical decision for them when they were looking at the industry and realizing that the majority of the crew that was working there that were they were getting tax incentives based on their salaries were not residents of the states. A lot of the equipment that was being used for the productions was not coming from local vendors in the state. And so those states, I think, made the right decision and said, this is not a business for us. Those that are in it, that are really sincere about it, are Georgia, Louisiana, North Carolina, historically. And so I think those are the states that have said, okay, this business is working for us. We've got a lot of employees that live here that are part of our culture. We've got businesses that have started to develop here. Georgia and Louisiana have seen a huge number of industries, support service industries that have moved there, either from other states or new companies that have sprouted up there to support the industry, and they've grown that. And that's where we weren't quite there in North Carolina. You've got to have this program around for some time to get the business, to see some sustainability. And once you have that, then you can really start to grow it with these other vendors and see it increase.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about film in North Carolina now that the incentive has fundamentally changed. With us in studio, Johnny Griffin of the Wilmington Regional Film Commission. If you have a question for him, give us a call at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Sheila, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got a question for Johnny, and I don't know if he'll know for sure. But, you know, now that the working draft is out for the grant, my main question is, are they involving the film industry, the film experts who completely understand the film industry and production companies? Are they involving them with drafting this grant?
They're certainly asking for feedback from some of those folks within the industry, various production companies and production executives. They're certainly asking for their comments and their feedback. I can't say, you know, I'm not directly involved in the process to know how they'll respond to some of that. I think we could all look at it and decide the areas where there need to be some changes. But I think the question for most of them right now is, you know, if this is the new mechanism that we have, is it workable? Are there any unforeseen circumstances that are going to be created here that we're not aware of? Folks certainly may not like everything that's in it, but I think we have to look at it's what we have for right now, and so we have to figure out how to make it as best we can to move forward with it.
That's a great question. Thanks so much for your call, Sheila. We also have Randy from Southport. Welcome to Coastline. You're on the air. And is this – hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you. I live in Myrtle Beach, and I just caught your program. I listen to your station frequently, and I have a question for your guest. Just from a kind of a philosophical point of view, given the change in North Carolina's government's sort of conservative ideals, what would his answer be to the following question? Someone would say, you know, the market is supposed to decide which state and what production sites and values are the best for a movie to be produced. So why should we give any incentives? Because if North Carolina offers the best combination of value, well, then people will choose it. Now, that's not necessarily my opinion, but I'm curious what his answer is to that question.
Johnny Griffin?
Sure. I would say that, you know, for us, North Carolina was actually one of the states that was kind of late getting into the incentive situation with film productions. We started with the incentive several years ago, and quickly we got outpaced by other states. We then had to up ours to sort of stay in competition with those. Our incentive is not the richest one that's out there. There are other states that are certainly much greater. And we've always looked at that in North Carolina and said, you know, we don't need to offer what these other states are offering because we have built-in incentives here with the crew, the infrastructure, the weather, the climate, the cost of doing business here overall. So we've always tried to keep our incentive a little bit lower. And quite honestly, it makes it a little bit more difficult for us to sell it sometimes when we go to Los Angeles because some of our clients just quickly look at the numbers and say 30% versus 25%. But very quickly, when we start to mention all of these other items, then they see that actually our 25% can compete with what we have in these other states.
And now we have Randy from Southport. Welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. My question is, do you think that the formation of the Kukalores Film Festival and how it draws more and more producers from across the whole United States and the world to North Carolina, southeastern North Carolina, and the Wilmington area has helped in film production in seeing that we are a viable area to for the area to grow in film production?
Absolutely. You know, Kukalores is part of the film industry here. It's a different part of the film industry. But I think what it shows our clients is that we have a community here that appreciates film. We appreciate different types of film. We appreciate viewing film. And so for them to be able to see a world-renowned festival such as Kukalores just gives them another reason to understand what makes Wilmington successful.
Randy, thanks so much for your call. And wasn't Kukalores founded by film industry professionals who came here 20 years ago and said, hey, we want sort of a creative sandbox to play in?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of folks in this town that make their living day to day in the film industry, working in different technical positions. But their real passion is trying to make their own films and to show their own films. And they work their day job to be able to make the money to make their projects or to make the connections where they can then ask people for favors to come and work on their projects. And so it all goes hand in hand very well.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about the new film grant fund and how it could impact the Cape Fear region's economy and what Johnny Griffin with the Wilmington Regional Film Commission is hearing out and about. If you have a question for Johnny Griffin, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us using CoastlineHQR. And Johnny Griffin, Secretary Decker, as well as Governor McCrory, they've both alluded to the notion of long-term jobs and building infrastructure here as an incentive for film production companies. Is that putting the cart before the horse?
It is. It is, Rachel, in that, you know, what we've got to be able to see here is film companies coming in for the long term. We've got to have clients that come here and do projects and then decide to bring more projects. We've got to have projects that or television series that come in for their first year, their second year, keep getting renewed. And next thing you know, we have shows like One Tree Hill that are here for many years. But they're only going to come here if they can see longevity, if they can see a program that will sustain itself. Most television productions tell us they can't even look at a state unless they have an incentive that goes 3 years into the future, because they can't afford to bring a series there for just 1 year and then have the rug pulled out from under them. And so we've got to take a little bit more of a long-term view if we want this long-term investment.
And speaking of that, one of the, I think, sought-after kinds of productions is a television series, because that could theoretically come back season after season after season. But Sleepy Hollow is going to Atlanta for season three. Can you confirm that?
Can't confirm where they're going. There's been different cities that they have looked at, and there's lots of discussion regarding that. So I'm sure soon the word will get out as exactly where they will be. But obviously for them, it's a decision that is financial. Just like with Under the Dome, they had to make a decision. They ran the numbers, and it worked for them to be able to stay here. We saw a show in the Charlotte area earlier this year, Banshee, that left, and they have gone elsewhere. Again, they had to run the numbers and see what worked for them financially. So, you know, it goes to show that, again, it is part of the decision-making process. Just because they've come here and have been here for 1, 2, 3 years doesn't mean that they can't quickly pick up and move and go to the next place that's going to work for them. Some people don't like that aspect of it, and they complain about the fact that these are temporary jobs and that they can pick up and go anywhere. That's the nature of this business. It is going to go somewhere. We can benefit from it if we can get them to come here.
We have just a couple minutes before we go to break. I want to take this call. Will, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Johnny, I have a question. With this new grant, I have a small special effects company here in Wilmington, and I've been in Wilmington supporting the film industry since 1989, and I'm just curious, is this grant going to be able to sustain work for everybody in our region, or are we going to have to go elsewhere to find work?
That's a great question, Johnny Griffin.
It affects a lot of North Carolina families, and we're very concerned about it.
What do you say to a film technician like Will?
Yeah, you know, we know that the current grant program, I think you've got to look at two things. You've got to look at what is the actual mechanism of the incentive. Is it a tax credit? Is it a grant? Right now we have a new program which is going to be a grant program. So the mechanism itself can work. There are grant programs in other states that are successful. They're not the desired program. They're not the most effective program. If you look at the states that are doing the most amount of business, they are not grant programs, but they can be made to work. The bigger question is how well the grant program is funded. And so we know that initially for the first part of 2015, we only have $10 million in the grant, so we're hoping to extend that, and then we'll be more successful.
Well, thanks so much for your call. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking about film in North Carolina, how the new grant fund is resonating around the film community, If you have a question for Johnny Griffin of the Wilmington Regional Film Commission, give us a call, 910-343-1138, or email us at coastline@whqr.org. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to Coastline.